podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
When you're able to stop the exploitation of a child, or you're able to find that one piece of evidence that an investigator working a homicide needs, that's what motivates you. That's what keeps you coming back.
Break. I'm Leo Laporte, and we've got Alex Oliver here. He is with Igloo Studios. He's actually got a company, a new company called School, and they show you how to use SketchUp. You know, when Google Earth came out, everybody was so thrilled. And it's so cool and so neat. And then they bought this company called SketchUp, and everybody was saying, well, why?
Right.
Why?
Well, I think the main reason they did it was to import models into Google Earth.
You're going to show us, really.
I'm going to show you that. Yeah. So there's a free version of Google SketchUp. They actually call it Google SketchUp Free.
We should mention there is also a $500 paid version.
Correct.
The
there
pro
is
version.
A pro version.
But we're going to show everything you could do right now, that you're going to do right now, it could be done free.
Correct. So what I'm going to do today is just take a model and put it into Google Earth with a couple of textures, just so that you can model your house or a building or anything. So here's Google SketchUp, free.
Is this a pretty capable 3D design program?
It is. Now, a lot of people say with other big design programs like a Maya or a 3D Studio Max that SketchUp can't compare, and really they're different tools for different jobs.
It's not supposed to do that.
It's supposed to do the planning, the early design. So
who used SketchUp before it was free like this? Was it architects mostly?
Architects is about 50% of the users of SketchUp, but a lot of film designers, any engineering, anything that you need to plan ahead of time, sort of visualize in 3D.
Okay. So show us how you do a model in here.
If you open Google SketchUp, you kind of see this blank white slate, and I'm actually going to go to Google Earth. I've preloaded a spot here in New York. In Google Earth up here, you have some functional navigation that you have in the mouse too, but you can zoom away. I'll just show you. I'm at the Met here in New York.
We should also mention that everything you're doing here can be done in Windows. And now Linux, at least with Google Earth, have they got a SketchUp for Linux yet?
They don't. I don't believe so yet.
I'm sure that's imminent, but they've got Mac and Windows for both of these. Beautiful satellite image.
So preload the satellite image here, and this is the Met in New York. And what I want to do here is we'll just kind of get rid of that. And we've got a close enough image here. Now, SketchUp is, because it's owned by Google, they've already got something here that says...
One button import.
Get current view.
Okay.
It's easy.
Boom.
Boom. Done. So I've got my placemat here, and what I can do is already navigate around in three dimensions using my mouse is how I'm doing this. I'm going to do one quick change here. I'm just going to change the axes to make this easier, and what I'm going to do is model this building here in 3D, and let me just set the blue
axis. This is the Museum of Modern Art?
This is the Museum of Modern Art, correct. So pretty quickly I can start using some tools, and I'm just going to trace the outlines for simplicity's sake. Spin around in 3D here. This is the push-pull tool.
You're just extruding a building up out of the ground.
So now we've got a building up out of the ground. So let's just make our lives easier. Rather than modeling all the details, I've got a facade picture that I'm going to import. So you can import pictures from your desktop.
These could be JPEGs.
They can be JPEGs. They can be GIFs. They can be pretty much anything. And I'm going to make sure I've got use as a texture clicked on. And that's the front. So I'm going to kind of stretch it, and you say, okay.
Oh, look at that.
Looks pretty good, but it's not matching up yet. So I'm going to quickly fix the texture here and go to make sure I'm...
So if you had an image of your house, you can go to Google Earth, get the map, the satellite view of your house, extrude it up using SketchUp, put the front of your house on it, and... Well, we'll see what you're going to do later, but basically we're making a model of your house that looks like your house.
Correct.
In this case, we're doing the Museum of Modern Art.
Exactly.
Now, so you're making the points match so that the perspective is correct.
Just a quick perspective, and you're not going to get it exactly correct here, but you can toy with it a couple of times.
We know that the four corners of that building should be a rectangle.
Should be roughly a rectangle. So let's just call that done. It might not be perfect. Okay, we still want to get the top. The image is already still there.
And look at that.
We can quickly let's now do a little bit of modeling just to kind of...
So you can turn it into a pediment instead of a square top.
Right. Building. So we'll just do that real fast here. And now that we're done, we'll take the push-pull, one of my favorite tools.
Oh, that's so slick.
Just pull it back.
Oh, don't you love that? It's interesting now, the texture continues... Or even though that's the front, it continues around the side.
Right, and you might want to do something like change that back to the other since it's not the correct texture. If we had images for the sides of the building and things like that, we could correct that. So really quickly, we've got something going. So let's just go ahead and Because it's Google, it's easy.
We put it back in.
You place model.
See, that's what's cool.
So now it's already launched Google Earth and it's come back in. I'm going to stop the fly around here and let's kind of tilt the camera up here. And you can do this with your mouse as well as with this. And let's come around now. So if we spin the dial around to the front.
Now, if you go online, you'll find that many metropolitan areas, things like the Grand Canyon, have been modeled using SketchUp. So you can get a 3D view of these places.
Right. And we've actually...
Look at that. There's the Museum of Modern
Art. Pretty
quickly,
you have part of it textured. We've actually done a couple of others. So if I came back, and I live in Los Angeles right now, so if I flew, I'm just going to have a couple models preloaded. I fly to the... From New York back over to LA.
I wish it was this quick.
And exactly. And so with the LAX theme building here, you fly in, and this is a model that we modeled in SketchUp.
That's the airport.
And that's the airport there, and you can kind of spin around it and see that it's in 3D there.
So if you spend some time with SketchUp, you can get some very beautiful 3D models, it looks like.
Correct. And since we're up in San Francisco, I figured I'd just show you.
What more do you get with the Pro?
So the Pro version, you're able to export animations, so you can animate some things, camera angles, not objects in SketchUp. And then you can also import and export with 3D and 2D applications. So just the quick.
So you could interface it to Maya or
correct. It has the Pro version 3DS OBJ, and you've
that's
got the
great.
Coit Tower there. So.
And now, once you've done this, it's fun. It's cool. I imagine kids doing this forever. If you're an architect, you might show how a building is going to look in situ
exactly.
in real life.
And a lot of for architecture or film, just kind of planning ahead of time for how the shadows might fall.
Yeah.
Where you're at.
That's very cool. Now, you put this all together in a DVD that people can get from your website, gotoschool.com.
Correct. And this is just kind of getting you started in SketchUp. And if you click on the link, I think it's right down here.
Somewhere in there.
We actually are going to do 30% off for MacBreak subscribers.
Neat.
So just type in MacBreak as your coupon code when you go to the site.
Everything you need to know, SketchUp Level 1, and this is the first of, there will be, I'm sure, more.
Yes. Okay, we're going to keep them coming.
From gotoschool.com. And Igloo Studios, Alex Oliver, thank you so much for showing us. It's so neat to see this just kind of a fun toy with lots of practical applications, but I can see high school kids just playing with it and learning these skills.
True.
And boy, what a great skill to have when you go out in the workforce.
Definitely.
Thank you, Alex. That's all there is for this segment. Thank you for joining us. I'm Leo Laporte, and this is MacBreak.
When you're able to stop... the exploitation of a child, or you're able to find that one piece of evidence that an investigator working a homicide needs to solve that homicide, the victims and the families that are impacted sometimes goes greatly unnoticed. But when you watch their eyes and you see the anguish that they go through in these crime scenes and things that I've seen in my years, that's what motivates you. That's what keeps you coming back.